Today, President Bush signed 4 executive orders aimed at reforming the nation's intelligence services. One of them grants more power to the head of the CIA. The president's plan is to give the CIA director, for now, some of the sweeping authorities that the 9/11 Commission wants for a new national intelligence director. The president has also ordered the creation of a national counterterrorism center. That's another recommendation of the 9/11 Commission. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly joins us now. Mary Louise, President Bush has already come out in support of this notion of creating a new intelligence chief. So why now this executive order that instead strengthens the hand of the head of the CIA?
Today's order is an interim measure, really. As you said, the plan gives the CIA chief these powers for now. So what's going on is we've seen already the president has come out and backed the idea of creating a national intelligence director. There seems to be growing consensus for that in Congress. John Kerry, Democratic candidate for president, has backed it. So it looks like we're going to get a national intelligence director. However, we don't have one yet. It's not clear whether Congress will be able to get legislation in place before the election. So this is a case, as senior White House officials described it today, it's a down payment on fixing intelligence. This is the president moving as forcefully as he can under current law, in fact, straining the limits of his powers, as White House aides were describing it, to immediately put into motion some of the reforms that the 9/11 Commission has envisioned.
So what new powers specifically would the CIA director have?
The focus is on budgetary authority, and of course that's been at the center of the debate over creating a new intelligence director. What it appears to be is the president a little bit just lending the heft of his authority, of his power as president, to authorities that are actually already in law under the 1947 National Security Act, but in practice aren't enforced. In practice, it's the defense secretary who controls a lot of the budget. This would beef up the director of Central Intelligence's authority over it.
Worth mentioning that at this moment, the CIA doesn't have a permanent director.
This is true. It's a temporary head of the CIA right now, John McLaughlin. He is acting director, so what would happen is these temporary orders would temporarily empower the CIA's temporary leader, and then presumably would transfer to Porter Goss, who is President Bush's nominee, to run the CIA permanently. There are confirmation hearings for him next month. We'll see how those go, but the thinking is that probably he'll squeak by and get confirmed.
We mentioned briefly the National Counterterrorism Center. What are the other executive orders? What would they do?
Yes, as we said, there are 4 executive orders. One is aimed at sharing information better among all of the nation's spy agencies. Another would set up a president's board on protecting American civil liberties, a new thing we haven't heard much about before today. The third, though, is really the key one. That would establish a national counterterrorist center. Still a lot of details to be worked out in terms of where that should be located, what kind of authorities it should have. But this is, as we said, another key recommendation of the 9/11 Commission. So this is the president putting that ball in motion in terms of getting it up and running.
We are heading into the Republican National Convention next week. Any thoughts on the timing of this announcement?
Well, this fits right in with the president's campaign theme, so of course there will be those who see this as a politically motivated action. Of course, it's in his interest to present himself as being ahead of the game in terms of intelligence reform, the war on terror. Same with Senator Kerry. I think we'll see more of that sort of positioning in the weeks to come.
NPR's Mary Louise Kelly, thanks very much.
You're welcome.